Axiom Communications.
I'm Chris Carey. Welcome to the third of a series of podcasts aimed at making you a better communicator. In the second podcast, we focused on getting to know what motivates the people you want to communicate with. This time, we look at another crucial skill that every manager needs: the ability to communicate in times of change. As Benjamin Franklin said, "In this world, nothing can be said to be certain, except for death and taxes." As one of America's founding fathers, he knew a thing or two about change. But through his 18th century eyes, he couldn't have predicted a third inevitability that we have to contend with in the modern world and in business life: the inevitability of change. The ability to communicate change well is a highly prized asset in any organization. And as one of Axiom's clients once put it, the only constant around here is change. So we better get good at it. These days, there are so many triggers for change: competition, new technology, finance, changes in demographics, legislation, the drive towards globalization, the list goes on and on. Inside your organization, see how many of the following triggers for change you've encountered: new systems, process changes, new products and services, changes in customer needs, mergers, acquisitions, new priorities and objectives, new leaders, restructures. Yell out if you've had all of them in the last year. It might just do you some good. How people respond to change is well understood. First, we deny the change. Then resist it. Then explore what might be good about it. And finally, commit to it. These phases are often described as points along a change curve, and you need to get ahead of that curve. If you can predict how people respond to change, then you can plan how to communicate it every step of the way. Effective leaders reinforce the need for change and stay on message to help overcome denial. They also allow people to vent their frustrations and are empathetic, supportive, yet strong enough to overcome resistance. Over the years at Axiom, we've collected dozens of reasons why this change won't work, from classics such as "we've always done it this way" and "it isn't broken, so why fix it," to some more creative offerings such as "it's too late to start that," or my personal favourite, the bizarre "but Thursday is my bowling day." I kid you not. We share them all in a workshop we run on communicating change and challenge participants to come up with ways of overcoming these ritual noises. Effective leaders recognize which colleagues are open to exploring the benefits of change, and they harness their associated fund of creativity. They involve those colleagues by focusing their disposition and asking for innovative ways to achieve the key outcomes of the change program. They also involve these natural explorers in helping convince the deniers and the resistors. In the McKinsey paper, The Inconvenient Truth About Change Management, Keller and Aitken discuss why change programs often fall short. And they propose that communication about change is often more acceptable when it comes from a peer, a person like them. What a peer tells us is far more likely to overcome our resistance and resonate with our experience. And this phenomenon can be harnessed in change communication by involving influential people at all levels of the organization in shaping and delivering the change program. Don't forget, effective leaders celebrate success and recognize the people who exemplify the behaviors and results associated with committing to the change. Another critical thing is patience. Effective leaders remain tolerant of their colleagues as they work through the change curve. We at Axiom often hear leaders say, "Why don't my people get it?" or "Why aren't they as committed to this change as I am?" The fact is that these leaders have already taken the change journey via every stop en route and then arrived at commitment. Their colleagues simply need to catch up. The leader's role is to take their people with them on the change journey. Often what's needed is a powerful case for change. So how do you do that? In his outstanding book, The Heart of Change, John Cotter observes that people accept change more readily if they're shown belief rather than analysis. JFK's desire to put a man on the moon and Martin Luther King's dream were driven by commitment, not spreadsheets or Gantt charts. Creating a compelling case for change that people can genuinely get is vital. This can be done in various ways, including using the power of storytelling and imagery to engage people in the big picture of where the organisation is heading and how it's going to get there. Providing an inspirational dream of what might be possible is far more likely to move people along the change curve than trying to frighten them with clichés like, "If we don't change, we'll surely die." How many times have we heard that approach in our time in large organisations? Often, the previous leader would have used that line, and maybe the one before that. And we didn't die, we're still here. When confronted with negative messaging, people simply continue doing what they did before, which is hardly the basis for successful change. Finally, you have to live it. However convincing the case for change you make, it'll fall flat unless people can see that you are genuinely committed to it. And this can often be a really tough task. Leaders are often adversely affected by the change they are announcing themselves, sometimes more so than the people that they're talking to. Yet, leaders have to remain ambassadors. Leaders' attitudes to change leak out in the way that they communicate it, which can send unintentional signals to the people that they need to influence. According to the Work Foundation, in the UK, the failure of leaders to model the correct behaviours is one of the primary reasons that change programmes do not achieve their full potential. If you want to be successful in today's fast-moving business landscape, then you'd better get better at communicating change. After all, change is like London buses. There will be another one along in a minute. So there you have it. Leaders need to be a shining beacon of light during times of change, heeding the words of Mahatma Gandhi when he said, "Be the change you want to see." And that's all for this podcast. In the next program, we'll be looking at 8 tips for running a great meeting. I'm Chris Carey, and this has been a How to Be a Better Communicator podcast from Axiom Communications.
The Axiom Communications Handbook, How to Be a Better Communicator, contains a wealth of tips and techniques and is available to buy exclusively via our website. AxiomCommunications.com